You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. We're just weeks away from recreational marijuana becoming legal in California. The passage of Proposition 64 led to cities across the state passing their own laws about regulating the industry. Some communities in the valley, like Coalinga, Arvin, and Hanford, have welcomed the new pot businesses, but others, like the city of Fresno, have thus far banned commercial distribution. But in the case of Fresno, that could change. The city council is set to take up this issue of amending zoning laws to allow such businesses this Thursday. If approved, it would mark a reversal from the council's vote in September. Here to tell us more is Council President Clint Olivier. Clint, welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So you have two co-sponsors of this legislation this time, Council members Oliver Baines and Paul Capriolio. Capriolio was on the opposite side when this issue last came to a vote on the commercial portion of the issue back in September. How did you get him on board for this one?
Well, I think there are a few things working in the city of Fresno. I think the biggest catalyst for this is the comprehensive ban that Councilmember Bredefeld brought forward. I think it was in the spring of this year. I think it was the biggest catalyst for this. And this is something that I formulated over the past maybe 48 hours. I finally was able to put my finger on it because I think it is truly earth-shattering that we're seeing this reversal, not just a reversal in votes, which I hope we can achieve that, but a reversal in political climate in such a short time. I think if I had put this agenda item on first, if I had said, okay, let's open up the city of Fresno to this commercial activity, let's foster a new industry, let's decimate criminal gangs, let's put money in the general fund, I don't think I would have had the votes. It's the fact that the ban came forward first. It fostered a different kind of discussion where good people said, you know what, wait a minute. No, I think I want to change my mind. I think we can proceed a different way. And so this is where we're at for this Thursday. And if it passes with the help of Councilmember Capriolio being one of those good folks who just said, you know, wait a minute, let's take a look at all sides. Let's take a look at the benefits of doing this. We want to get rid of criminal gangs and let's change our minds and the way we operate in the city of Fresno. It's a really big deal.
So exactly what would this resolution that you're proposing go before the council Thursday do?
Well, the reason why we're doing it is because to get a state license to operate in this space within the cannabis industry, to get a state license, you have to approach them with a license from the city, the municipality in which you wish to operate. And so that was really the impetus for this, was to license in a very loose way, maybe even just issuing a provisional declaration of allowing you to do business kind mm-hmm. of thing, so that our operators can take that to Sacramento and get in line to get the state license and then come back to us. By the time they come back to us, we're the consultant, which was a huge victory, 90 days ago, the consultant that the city of Fresno is hiring to help us craft the appropriate regulations, that consultant will have made his or her recommendations, and we will be in a place where we can not just license, but we can get folks open. And when I say folks open, I know that part of the stigma is a problem of optics. And a problem of optics is when you think of a cannabis user, you think of the cannabis user of the past. You think of Cheech and Chong. You think of Bill and Ted. You think of a stoner. You think of somebody who can't get up off the couch to work a job because they're a loser. But nothing could really be further from the truth. And so when I say, when we say cannabis operators, we're not just talking about retail operators. We're talking about manufacturing. We're talking about production. We're talking about distribution. We're talking about business. The kind of people who are running these businesses are not stoners with a backpack selling weed. The kind of people who have entered this industry, who have entered this space, are folks who used to be the CEO of manufacturing firms and the CEO of supply companies and, I mean, national corporations. So these folks are now entering this space. The reason why we have to act now is because infrastructure is going in. When you introduced me, you brought up you know, three or four cities, Coalinga and Hanford and these other places. Business people are making major investments into communities here in the Valley. And so the ones that obviously they've gravitated toward are the ones who have set up a structure for in which they can operate. We need to do that in Fresno, and we have to do it quick before that infrastructure goes someplace else and those dollars of investment go someplace else.
So you're worried about Fresno being left behind financially in some way here?
It will be. I think that the A game players, your reputable business people, your folks with palpable amounts of money to invest, they're looking for a place to invest now. And if Fresno were to wait 18 months, 2 years, 3 years, we would see those investors choose other communities. I want to be the bully. I want to be the 800-pound gorilla in the room. I want Fresno to be the place where we're providing jobs for people, where we're fostering a new industry, where we're decimating criminal gangs, and where we're putting money into the general fund to provide valuable services and needed, much needed services for a poor community like Fresno. I want to put that money in our general fund. I don't want that money to go into Bakersfield's general fund. I don't want it in Visalia's general fund. I want the investment here in Fresno, where it's really needed the most in the Valley.
So I want to unpack some of the issues that are involved with this. If this is approved by the city council, which it appears could very well happen Thursday, this doesn't immediately legalize these businesses to begin operating that day in Fresno. You're talking about changing the zoning laws, and that's
yes.
A whole process. What does that involve, and what type of timeline would that take?
It could take, well, what it involves is our professional city staff rewriting our zoning laws, basically, to allow this activity.
So where you
city.
Want it and what types
exactly.
of businesses.
And so this could take 90 days. It could take more than that. There have been these kinds of text amendments that have been approved by council that maybe were not all that popular with the administration that get on a stuck on a shelf. Oh, yeah, we're working on that. However, in this case, places are not going to start springing up overnight, although I think it's important that we note that we have two dozen retail storefronts that sell cannabis, and we also probably have 35, 40 delivery services operating in the city of Fresno.
That are presently illegal.
That are presently illegal. They're operating. We want them to pay taxes. We want them to be legitimate so that that we can undercut criminal gangs and put criminal gangs out of business. So my hope is that when the consultant comes online, works with professional city staff, we can see this come back in 90 days, 120 days. And that's when we're going to be able to answer more questions, unpack more, where we're talking about where storefronts are going to be located, where cultivation sites are going to be located. Obviously, there will be council members that have concerns and rightly have concerns about where these kinds of places will be located. Those are the kinds of things that we can go and work out in greater detail later and when the process begins. This is just kicking off that process.
Is there a risk here potentially if you're handing out these provisional licenses to businesses so they can get their foot in the door with the state? And then later on, maybe the city in some way decides, well, maybe we don't want that particular category of marijuana business. Is there a potential risk there that the city has in some way given a go-ahead? If are you foregoing potential restrictions down the road by handing out provisional licenses right now?
Well, no. And I don't know if necessarily handing out provisional license is the correct characterization of what we're going to do. There are a number of different opinions as to what the state needs to issue their license. Now, the state is only giving 120-day licenses. And so that means the city of Fresno, I mean, we could give a 120-day license to operate, and then that would clock out. I mean, so we have to proceed carefully. We have to be cautious. I don't think that it would be appropriate to for our community to just let folks go crazy Wild West only because there are, obviously, we all live together. There are schools and churches and those kinds of things. And I also know that within the industry, the operators are very understanding of those kinds of things. So I think that we have to We have to allow our folks to get in line in Sacramento. That's what we're going to do on Thursday. And then that will buy us the time that we need to put these regulations in place so that we can have a safe and healthy community and in which we can welcome these kinds of operators into our community. And you know, I wanted to add one other thing, too. When you asked me how what happened in the interim, what changed, I think the issue of the medicinal cannabis is really what swayed Member Capriolio. I mean, he would have to come on and explain it for himself and why he's moving to the place he's moving to. But I think that, and speaking for all my colleagues, I think it's very safe to say that when we had veterans who struggle with PTSD, we have people who are amputees come to council, we have people who are struggling with other problems related to military service, I think that really touched a lot of people who, as we've said earlier, the optics of Bill and Ted and the optics of Cheech and Chong, you don't really have a lot of compassion for somebody who's stoned all the time and won't go work a job. Those kinds of folks, God love them, but they're not exactly good poster children for what we're trying to do. What we want to do is we want to provide medicinal retail storefronts at this point in the city of Fresno, not recreational, not adult use storefronts. It's not what we're doing Thursday, but we want to provide access for patients, legal. There's access now, but it's illegal. It's black market. We want to bring this into the sunlight, make them these folks who need cannabis as medicine a part of our community.
So you need 4 votes to make this move forward. You have 3 co-sponsors. That other vote, doing the back of the math calculations from the previous time this came to the council, it's likely you could get that 4th vote and move this forward. Have you talked to Mayor Brand, though, about this? How does he feel? He's been an opponent.
He has. And so 4 votes, obviously it's not veto-proof. I'd love to get 5 or 6 votes on Thursday, and I think that's a possibility. Call your council member. Mayor Brand is someone who is on record as someone whose life has been detrimentally affected by drug use in his family and among people who he loves. And so I know that the mayor is a very thoughtful person. He's concerned about drug abuse. He's concerned about gateway drugs. And so I'd love to hear the mayor on this program talking about that, but I think that the mayor is going to. The mayor wants to hear from the consultants. The mayor wants to learn more about the industry. I think that he's interested. Obviously, economic development is his number one push in our city. I think that this has a role to play in that. So I have spoken to him. He has been. All I want to say about our mayor is that he's very interested in what the council does. He's not out there, screaming, I'm going to veto. He's not out there screaming, this is what we need. He's a pragmatic leader. And, as I've said before, he's the right guy in the right place at the right time for us. So I'm hoping that when the council acts, that the mayor will not veto. I'm hoping that that he will continue to be curious as to what a new industry could bring to our city in terms of jobs and tax revenue. And I'm hoping that he'll be curious to hear what the consultants have to say. And so I think when at the end of the day, I'm hoping that we do that we do earn the mayor's support.
And vetoes have been relatively rare, at least on non-budget items at City Hall. So we'll have to see where that goes. What about Chief Jerry Dyer? Have you talked to him? And if so, what was his response on this issue?
I did speak with Chief Dyer in a meeting at City Hall. I think this may have been 60, 90 days ago. Chief Dyer, we have not had a one-on-one conversation on this issue. He's a very busy guy. But he said, you policymakers make the laws, and I will enforce them. And so I know that Chief Dyer has spent a lifetime fighting crime in neighborhoods. I know he's fought drug dealers, drug sellers, and drunk drivers. And I know that he's done a fantastic job with all that. But apart from the issue of our police chief, I think that there are folks who have spent a life in service, who have spent a life in law enforcement and public service, who are coming to the realization that, look, we've got 60 cannabis outlets in the city of Fresno operating right now. you can go on weedmaps.com and pull them up and find out where they are. And you can have it delivered to your home the same time as it takes to get a pizza. So I think people who've spent a lifetime in government service and law enforcement are realizing that there is an alternative way. And we've tried everything else. Now the people have voted twice for cannabis. 20 years ago, they voted for medical cannabis. Now they voted Prop 64 a year ago. And so I think that folks are realizing, you know what, maybe there is a different way. Maybe there is a better way. You look at the video of the disaster that was the prohibition in the 1920s, prohibition of alcohol. Nobody quit drinking. It just made alcohol consumption more fashionable, made going out to the speakeasies fun and sexy and intriguing. It's the same thing with marijuana prohibition as well. And I think that when we bring that out into the light, when we cut out criminal gangs, decimate them, and we put some money in the general fund and create some jobs too, I think it's going to be healthy for our society. And I think that law enforcement professionals throughout the state and nation and the world are starting to realize that.
Now, you also have critics of this issue on the city council last September. When this came up, Councilmember Bredefeld, who's a very staunch opponent of this, was directing comments at you saying, do you want these houses that explode and where people are doing hash oil production on their own? This is what's going to happen if this becomes law. Where is he wrong?
Well, I mean, he's
because we're having that right now also.
Well, I think he's completely wrong. I don't think that it's a valid intellectual argument to scream for the children, for the children, for the children. I don't think it's a valid intellectual argument to scream culture war, culture war, because we have to be pragmatic and intelligent, and we have to be very deliberate in what we do. Now, I'm a conservative Republican Christian, too. And there are a lot of folks that have taken issue with my policies. But it's interesting that here you have somebody who's a conservative Republican who's actually championing this. That's because it's not a concern. And I mean, yeah, I know when people think of me, they also think libertarian because I do come from the Ron Paul wing of the Republican Party. But the reality is it's not a conservative position to bury your head in the sand and just pretend, you know, like they have done at Fresno County, and just pretend, oh, we voted to ban it, there's no problem, you know, what, me worry? And that's not a conservative position, to shovel money at law enforcement, good money after bad, to shovel money at the criminal justice system, good money after bad. I mean, you can steal $950 worth of stuff from Target and wheel it out, and nothing will happen to you. And so we have a problem with criminal justice in the state of California. And so I think that compounding that are having a law enforcement chasing after what's going to be a legitimate industry in the next in the next 3 weeks, and that's what the voters have wanted. So I think that it's what's really the conservative position is to create a new. Help foster a new industry that's going to create jobs, help beef up the general fund, and let our law enforcement and code enforcement and city attorneys work on other more serious issues than chasing after people with cannabis.
Before we go today, I want to shift gears really quickly and turn to one other issue that's before the council on Thursday, and that's the pay of city council members. You're termed out of office here very shortly, but your colleague Oliver Baines is advancing a proposal that would give future city council members a raise. Where do you stand on this?
Two words, no way.
Why so? Everyone else got a raise, or at least a lot of other people at City Hall got a raise since the last time the city council did. I'm sure there's many people out there listening right now who feel the same way you do, but I know that there will be an argument that the city council deserves more compensation.
Well, sure, we deserve more compensation. So do you, Joe. So does everyone deserves more compensation. We're all overworked and underpaid. The reality is, you know what? This is public service, and I think I make a fortune. You know that? I live in a zip code where the average household income for my neighbors is $26,000 a year, and you pay me $65,000. I'm a rich man, and I'm making a fortune to do this. And it's an honor to do this. Let me tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mark Kersey. He's a city council member in the city of San Diego. Mark has council meeting Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And then on Thursday, he has to be in committee meetings all day long. Then on Friday, he goes to the district, and he's out in the district. City of San Diego, they're working this guy to death, right? He makes $75,000 a year. You mean to tell me that we need to go up over what they're paying guys in San Diego? It doesn't make any sense. And I think that we're great right where we're at.
We'll see how that plays out, as well as the vote on marijuana zoning for the city of Fresno. We thank Clint Olivier, Council President, for joining us today. Clint, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to come in.